The governor says his decision to defer to the federal government in setting up the exchange is a practical one that will protect Wisconsin taxpayers from what he believes would be the higher costs that might come if the state took on the task itself.
I don't support the law, or didn't support it when it was passed. It is the law. I'm going to comply with the law. The bottom line is how best to do that. Then to me, the highest priority is protecting Wisconsin taxpayers, and that's exactly what the option we've chosen does.
Walker says the law includes too many restrictions on states who create their own insurance marketplaces and thus prevents him from creating a uniquely Wisconsin exchange. But supporters of the federal law call Walker's decision transparently ideological. Bobby Peterson is the director of the health insurance reform advocacy group ABC for Health.
We'd all like to have our own way in things, but one of the signs of leadership is your ability to recognize that, you know, there's a greater good here and that there's a lot of people in Wisconsin that need help.
Governor Walker says he will cooperate with federal officials in trying to tailor the exchange to the unique needs of the state. The governor is still noncommittal, though, on whether the state will ask for the expanded Medicaid dollars made available through the Health Care Reform Act. He says the state doesn't really need them, but reform advocates say the federal dollars could cover as many as 175,000 currently uninsured state residents. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.